From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, fearless adventurer, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is now deep in the jungles of South America. Although Jim was accompanied by Lil DeVril and Kolu, his friends and fellow adventurers, there was another member of his party, a girl named Nora Malone. It is Nora's father that Jim has gone into the jungle to find. But in the meantime, the natives have exercised some spell over Nora through the rhythm of their jungle drums, and Nora ran away from her friends. Jim and Lil have been searching for her and have finally made their way to a stone temple in the midst of the jungle where a native ceremony is going on. As Jim and Lil crouch beneath the camouflaging jungle growth, they can see the temple, and in the midst of all the natives, they see the girl they had hoped to rescue.
Jim, they've got Nora. What can we do?
I don't know, Lil. We better lay low here for a while.
And keep observing?
Well, partly that. We have to make sure that Kolu has come around to the other side of the temple and is ready to give us a hand if we think it best to rush the natives.
Rush them? With so many of them and only three of us?
Don't forget, we have guns.
Well, even so, they've got bows and arrows, and they're pretty good shots. As witness that bandaged arm of yours.
Yeah.
Say, by the way, does it still hurt?
Oh, just a dull throbbing. But right now, we better keep our eyes on Nora and be ready in case the natives start anything.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jim, the way they have her surrounded.
I can't make it out. They don't seem hostile toward her.
I'm not so sure of that. There go the drums again.
Yeah, the same as before.
Jim, look.
Yes, the natives are beginning to spread out. They're taking places as though this was all arranged in advance.
And look at that one.
Say, Lil, don't you remember him?
Why, that's our guide, isn't it?
Right. He led us right into this trap. Had his eye on Nora right from the start for some strange reason.
Well, he must be important in this tribe. He's taking a place up there above all the others.
Say, Lil.
Huh?
What does this remind you of?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, if my notion is right, you'll find out soon enough. Just listen.
I think I know what you mean now, Jim.
Get it?
He must be a high priest or chief of the tribe. He's starting the native ceremony.
Exactly.
And in some way, this ceremony concerns Nora.
You're right again.
Well, Jim, what do we do?
It depends on what they do. I don't want to rush them if we can avoid it.
Look, he's putting a robe on her.
Yes. Say, an animal skin.
Now she's getting up. And she doesn't seem to be frightened.
Oh, she seems to be in a trance.
Oh, the poor girl's utterly defenseless.
Sure is.
The drums have stopped. Now what?
I don't know, Lil. But one thing is sure. We better have our guns in firing position.
From here? We couldn't do very much.
Well, if we can scare them, that might be enough to save Nora's life.
What do you expect them to do?
I don't know for sure. But if this is a religious ceremony, it might include anything. Even a human sacrifice. Savages do that, you know.
Oh, not to Nora. Oh, no, they couldn't.
They might. So get ready with your gun. If anything happens now, you fire over their heads. I'll try to get the native who's closest to Nora.
And if we're lucky, maybe Kolo's on the other side of the temple and be able to give us some help.
Well, let's hope so.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, just keep watching.
They're dancing around now.
Yep. And our guide is the one who's leading them. Listen to him. Oh, they're really whooping it up now.
Well, as long as they keep dancing, Nora's safe.
They can't keep up forever. There, I told you. Now watch.
Two of them are taking hold of Nora's arms.
Right. Look, they're lifting her up. And they're carrying her toward that big stone platform there.
Oh, Jim, maybe this is it. What you said about sacrifices.
Maybe. Get ready, Lil. Remember, you fire over their heads.
Right.
All right, fire. Boy, oh boy, that did it. Scared them enough to throw them into a panic.
Shall we go down and try to get her?
You bet. There's not a moment to lose. Come on. This way, Lil.
Right.
Come on. Watch it. There's a tangle of vines here. She'll get caught and might fall.
All right, Jim, I see it.
My only hope we're in time. If they're panicked, they might do something disastrous.
Well, it's only a short way to go.
Oh! Lil!
I'm sorry, Jim. My foot got caught. I'll be up in a second. Oh!
Are you hurt?
I must have twisted my ankle.
Here, I'll give you a hand up. Oh. There. Now, hold on. I'll get you up.
All right, Jim.
That's the
man. Not move.
See here, you.
Man, not move. Arrow pointed at heart. Poison arrow.
Jim, he's got you covered.
I know. I don't dare shoot because he's not alone. Lil, we've been surrounded.
Can we try to make a break for it?
We couldn't get 10 feet. They'd have a dozen arrows in us within a few seconds.
What can we do?
Man, woman, come with us.
That's your answer, Lil. That's what we do. And we're in for it now.
So Jim and Lil become helpless captives of the native tribe. With Jim wounded, Lil's leg badly hurt, there doesn't seem to be much chance for escape. But we'll find out in just a moment when we continue with our adventure of Jungle Jim. Meanwhile, make a mental note that this week and every week, there's extra reading pleasure waiting for you in America's favorite funnies. Yes, sir, in 7 million homes, youngsters and grown-ups will enjoy Puck the Comic Weekly. They know that its brilliant full-color pages offer never-failing thrills, excitement, and humor. Its pages are packed with more than 24 of your favorite features. Features like Blondie, Maggie and Jiggs, The Lone Ranger, Little Annie Rooney. The all-star cast of Puck the Comic Weekly is ready and eager to bring you thrills, excitement, mystery, and suspense. Each issue of Puck the Comic Weekly brings never-failing enjoyment to readers in more than 7 million homes. Now, that's a whale of a lot of folks to please week in, week out, but Puck the Comic Weekly has the answer. Leading Sunday papers distribute Puck the Comic Weekly from coast to coast. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that brings it to this area. Look at the top of the front page for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Jim and Lil, in an effort to break up a native ceremony that seemed to threaten Normalone's life, fired at the natives. But instead of accomplishing their purpose, they only drew attention to themselves and were surrounded and taken prisoner. Now, after having been led through the jungle to the native village, they find themselves in a grass hut, unarmed, and unable to figure out what their fate will be.
Can you get any of the native dialect, Jim?
I can't, Lil. Never heard it before. If Kola were here, he might know.
Oh, whatever happened to him?
I don't know. I hope he didn't fire and give away his position, too.
Jim, do you think we have a chance this way?
It depends on time.
Well, do you think... Jim, what's that?
Footsteps.
Coming toward this hut.
I recognize that voice.
That's the guide, isn't it?
Yes. And I'll give odds he's coming here to let us know our fate.
There. There he is.
Man here and woman, too. Where is other man? One named Kolu.
He's not here. What's this all about?
Man smart enough. Know now that I am not native guide. I am chief here.
Yes, we figured that out. What do you want with us?
Man and woman commit great sin against God. God of sun.
Oh, did we?
Never before is sacred ritual dance disturbed.
I guess you know now what we were after, don't you?
Sun God, do not allow anything to interfere with ritual dance. Sun God must have vengeance.
Vengeance. That means us, Jim.
Yeah. Well, what do we do? Make a sacrifice? How do we appease the angry God?
Only one way.
And what's that?
Find that out later. I come here only to tell you this. If you try to run away, you'd be killed. Our arrows are sharp and swift.
Yes, I know. I'm not wearing this bandage because it's the latest style.
Now I go. Go to carry out great mission of Sun God. Then I return. You are next.
But the girl. What about the girl?
The girl is sent by the God. It is meant to be.
What's meant to be? What are you talking about?
The girl is meant for the sun god.
And so?
Ceremony begin now. I go. You wait here. Men are all around. Do not try to run. I warn you.
Listen, wait.
He's gone.
What did he mean about the girl is meant for the god, Lil?
Maybe what you were afraid of before.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Jim, poor Nora.
Yeah, Lil.
Hmm?
Lil, maybe if we could...
Jim, what are you thinking of?
This is a grass hut.
Yeah.
If we could set fire to it.
Do you think we could get away?
We could try it. It's a sense that chief has murder in his mind.
Yes.
That's the first thing these natives think of when one of their gods is supposed to be offended.
I see what you mean. You mean that we don't have much to lose anyway.
Right. It's stay here and be killed, or try to make a break for it and at least have a chance.
I see. Well, there isn't much choice.
All right.
What are we waiting for?
All right, then. Help me scrape some twigs together.
Okay. Wait a minute. There's some over here, Jim.
Okay.
Here's some.
Some beer. Good.
Yeah. Is this enough?
Yeah, that's enough. Come on, let's pile them together near the wall of this hut.
Okay.
And that's it. And look, Lil, the grass of this hut is pretty dry, too.
Yeah.
It ought to make quite a blaze. You ready?
Jim.
Yes?
What if they start shooting at once? They'll get us before we even get out that door.
No, I've thought of that. I'm just banking on a hunch.
What hunch is that?
That the fear of fire is worse than any other these natives know.
Uh-huh.
They've all seen whole native villages burn to the ground.
That's right.
And they know how fast fire spreads. So, I have a feeling that the first thing they'll do is run for water.
What if they don't?
Well, we're going to have to pay for our insult to the sun god anyhow.
Jim, you're right. Okay, I'm ready.
Good. Now the matches.
Oh, those drums again, Jim.
It's like the old chief said. First, they're going to carry out their ritual.
That means that Nora...
Yep.
Oh, Jim.
We did all we could.
Poor Nora.
Now, get ready, Lil.
Okay.
And when we start running, you'd better lean on me. That foot of yours is probably worse now than it was before.
Yeah, it feels worse. It's all swollen, too.
Well, just lean on me and we'll have a chance. Now, get ready.
Okay.
Just let me strike a match. There. Now to light the twigs. There, Lil, you see? They're catching fire.
Yes. It's beginning to catch on already.
Right. And Lil, as soon as it really starts to blaze, we'll make a run for it.
Well, Jim and Lil, hopelessly trapped, have taken one of the most desperate chances of their lives in an effort to escape the inevitable fate which awaits them. But can they succeed, or will native arrows cut short their flight? Be with us next week at this same time when we continue with this exciting adventure of Jungle Jim. Still other adventures with Jungle Jim are waiting for you in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Yes, Puck, the Comic Weekly is tops in action entertainment. It's rightly called America's Favorite Funnies, for it contains more than 24 of your favorite features, and every one is a knockout. Features such as Blondie, Maggie and Jiggs, Little Annie Rooney, The Lone Ranger, Dick's Adventures. Leading Sunday papers distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, all over the country. One of them brings it to you. Ask your news dealer for that Sunday paper every week and join the youngsters and grown-ups in over 7 million homes who know that Puck, the Comic Weekly, never lets you down. For laughter, excitement, love, thrills, and tears, read Puck, the Comic Weekly. We'll be back next week with more radio adventures starring Jungle Jim.